Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys once again for tuning in to another edition of the Neek and Rudy Rude Pro Football Talk Show. I am your host, Neek. In the studio with me is my good main buddy, Rudy Rude. And as we do every weekend, we bring to you a fabulous football talk show that's by the fans, for the fans, by the fans, for the fans, by the fans, whatever you want to say it. But anyway, week two, Rude, week one is in the books. Week one, very interesting week. I don't think we saw too many surprises. Not too much we think. Rudy, any surprises for week one?
Hey, man. It was definitely surprises, but it's a lot to get through. So, you know, we're going to go through the scores from last week, Nick. You know what I'm saying? We're going to leave them pausing a little bit there. We're also going to go through some news that happened as a result of last week before we go through these scores. Definitely a lot of, surprises. A lot of things went as planned, but I want to mention injuries because that's a big part of coming out, you know, not having as much players playing in the preseason, less training camp practices, all those kind of things, less contact practices. So let me just say that Darius Geis, he's dealing with a knee injury on his opposite leg, other than the one he had the ACL last year. He is actually going to be fine, but he had a meniscus injury. So AP will be stepping up in his place. He wasn't active last week, best believe, for the Redskins. He's going to be active over the next few weeks. Eagles defensive tackle Malik Jackson is going to be on IR. His foot, he's done for the year. The Eagles did get Akeem Spence on the roster to fill in. Garrett Conley just had an injury that looked like it might be bad. I think on the same play with Jonathan Abram, where he is out due to a shoulder. Conley going to be questionable with a neck injury. He'll likely be able to play, but Abram's going to be out for the year with basically a torn rotator cuff, has surgery. For the Jaguars, Nick Foles had a broken clavicle. That's going to be a theme. He might not be done for the year. He could be back before the end of the year. Could be designated as one of the players to come back, but he did have surgery. He's on the IR. The Jaguars did have Gardner Minshew filled in, a guy that I had mentioned. He texted me about this guy, but the Jaguars did also trade a fifth-round draft pick to get Josh Dobbs from the Steelers. Tyreek Hill in that same game in the Jags against the Chiefs, he didn't tear his clavicle, but he was going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. He had a clavicle injury. Devin Funchess, on the other hand, he's going to be out for the season. He's on IR with a clavicle injury. So mention is kind of a theme. Quincy Enunwa, supposed to be the number one receiver for the Jets. He's going to be out for the season with a neck injury for the Jets. So just kind of following up on some of these injuries that happen may affect your fantasy, however you look at it. Also, Hunter Henry, he's going to be only probably going for, at most, a couple weeks as well with a bone bruise, the tight end for the Chargers. And then I got to finish off with this AB news. As a result of AB basically getting released and subsequently signed by the Patriots to a $10 million guarantee in the first year with $15 million total, second year option for $20 million. Demaryius Thomas also got traded to the Jets. The receiver, formerly a Bronco, for a sixth-round draft pick. And then don't forget, AB, of course, has his accusation of sexual assault by Brittany Taylor. That's a civil suit, so obviously no legal action could face consequences of things like jail time. But it's obviously been a distraction for the Patriot way and leads Bill Belichick to saying that we're just looking forward to playing. I forget who they're even playing now. Who are they playing? The Dolphins, the Jets? Who are they going to block?
Man, you got tired of talking about AB, man. You just had to pass me the microphone. You just gave up. He's tired of talking about AB. But anyway, look, let's put it like this. A lot of football fans are tuning our show. They're tired of watching ESPN or NFL Network, tired of hearing the same old talk. And we're not going to give you that same old talk. We're going to get away from AB. AB is actually eligible to play. He will play this week against the Dolphins. Patriots really don't need him against the Dolphins, but he's going to play. Fantasy guys, for DraftKings, if you're looking at third wide receiver, I would say take AB this week. He alone will tear up that Dolphins secondary, but the Patriots are going to block the Dolphins. We'll talk about that in a minute. So Yeah, you want to run through week one scores last week, but let me just touch on, let me get this last night's game real quick. Bucks and the Carolina Panthers. I was surprised last night, I'm not going to lie, because I thought that Carolina would bounce back and win this game, but Rude, we're going to touch on this in a second. Something is wrong with Cam Newton. I mean, he's a little off. I mean, 25 of 51 for 333 yards and no touchdowns. I mean, a 70.1 passer rating. He struggled. He really, really mightily struggled stepping into his throws last night. The game plan was pretty terrible. I mean, on that 4th-and-1 go call where they handed it to McCaffrey, I mean, I just don't know what was going on, especially when McCaffrey was struggling in the game. They didn't feed him enough carries. They didn't utilize him enough. He had 16 carries, 37 yards. And Jameis Winston, one of his best games he had with no interceptions. Key, no interceptions. If Jameis doesn't turn the ball over, he actually looks like a pretty decent NFL quarterback. But on that note, I was surprised that the Bucs did win. They're 1-1. Carolina's 0-2. Right now, history is not on Carolina's side as far as making the playoffs. But Carolina, they have a lot of questions and issues.
So people are talking about how Jameis Winston played a good game. He went 16-25 for 200 yards. Now, I know he didn't have any turnovers, but this was mainly a defensive game. Obviously, Tampa Bay coming away with the victory. Tampa Bay actually goes to 1-1, but we're going to revert back to week one. One of the things that I thought was big about that Tampa Bay-Carolina game, how about Vernon Hargreaves on that 4th-and-1 coming up to make the stick on Christian McCaffrey? And then how about Shaq Barrett? Shaq Barrett went animal on the Panthers, and especially on Cam Newton, and brought that heat and tore up his left tackle. Let's go through these week one scores real quick before we make these predictions for week two. I'm going to start off, man, with what was the big disappointment for, last week. Tennessee whooped up on Cleveland, man. Now, it was 15-13 in the fourth quarter. Looked like it might be a close game. But Tennessee pulls this one out 43-13, partially behind. Big game for Derrick Henry in the long run he had. Baltimore just whooped up on Miami 59-10. Lamar Jackson, he threw for like 28 TDs in this game. He's going nice this year. Watch out if he could pass the ball like that. Atlanta lost to Minnesota 28-12. Big expectations from Atlanta this year. We'll see if they can rebound. Buffalo pulled off the come-from-behind victory against the Jets. Buffalo scored 17 unanswered in this one, basically, after the Jets had a 16-0 lead. Kind of similar thing with Washington and Philadelphia. Philadelphia wins 32-27 after Washington went out to a 17-0 lead. The Rams beat the Panthers. That's what made them 0-1. Now they're 0-2. Obviously, after Cam Newton's bad performance, where he went 24-50 in the Thursday night game just last night. But the Panthers tried to come back in that one, couldn't. But anyway, KC against KC and the Jaguars. KC, the Chiefs won in their opening game 40-26 with Jacksonville at home. Indianapolis lost to the Chargers 30-24. Cincinnati tried to pull one off against Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, but Russell Wilson's got that magic like a leprechaun, won that one 21-20. Dallas and Dak and Zeke 35-17 over the Giants, just didn't have enough ammunition. Arizona and Detroit, did they tie? It's like kissing your sister or your sister-in-law or your stepsister or something. It's just nasty. 31-17 in the 49ers over the Buccaneers, and open 33-3 by the Patriots. Monday Night Football, Neek, your Raiders won in the late game 24-16, and New Orleans, the Saints won. Houston, that was an excellent game, actually, too. The Saints, this Saints-Rams game is going to be a good game this week, but the Saints won in week one 30-28 over the Texans with a last-minute 58-yard field goal that Drew Brees set up.
All right, that was week one recap by Rudy Rue. Good job on that. Now, let's get into this week two. There's actually some great games. Let's start off with this Colts and Titans. Here's the question, man. is my boy Marlon Mack ready for an encore? He ran for 174 yards last week in the win against the Chargers. In the loss against the Chargers. Can he do it against his Titans? Physical front seven remains to be seen. The key matchup I'm looking for in this game is Mack versus that Titans front seven. Key for the Titans in this game, just control the clock, wear down that Colts D, just out physical them. We saw what the Titans defense did last week against the Browns offense. Titans have a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. I look for the Titans to win this game, close game. I'm going to say 23-17.
So, at this point, I don't have no love for the Titans, but their defense played excellent in their week one game against the Browns, and I got the Titans actually winning this in a defensive game, kind of giving Jacoby Brissett a hard time. Titans 16, Colts 13 in this one.
All right, Cowboys at the Redskins. This game right here for the Redskins is, can that secondary step up? We know that Josh Norman is supposed to be the best playmaker in that Redskins secondary, which is not saying much. But Norman, as you saw last week, he struggles against speedy wide receivers. And DeSean Jackson got all up in his ass last week for two touchdowns. And in this game, if Amari Cooper, I know Kellen Moore, the Cowboys offensive play caller, is going to be looking for Amari Cooper to be lined up on Norman. Because, like I said, Norman cannot handle speed receivers. And I look for Amari Cooper to have a big game. Only way Washington can win this game, they have to pound Adrian Peterson. It's a damn shame that Adrian Peterson did not play last week. They want to go with the young guy, Darius Geis. But Darius Geis,
what happened to him?
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while. But like I said, the mismatch in this game, like I said, it's Cooper versus Norman. He'll dominate that matchup. I have the Cowboys blowing these Redskins out. I know the Redskins are playing at home. A lot of people are thinking the Redskins maybe keep it closer. But I'm going to say Cowboys win 38-17.
38-17, yeah, that is a butt whooping. I got the Cowboys doing a little bit better than that. Or excuse me, the Redskins got doing a little bit better than that. Obviously, we already talked about the now three-headed monster a little bit, And I think, additions like Randall Cobb, Michael Gallup stepping up. Then obviously defensively, on outside, Byron Jones, pay that man. Talk about that with Zeke. I love the DBs, DeMarcus Lawrence. And then don't forget about the guys on the inside like Jalen Smith. The Redskins don't have enough firepower. Like you said, the only way the Skins can make this a game is by, running the ball, keeping it in between the tackles, time possession, Case Keenum, dink and dunk throws, keep moving the ball, chunk, grind the clock. But in any event, I think it's going to be a little bit closer than you do. But 31-23 Cowboys. Let's move along to the next game. Jacksonville at Houston. So, obviously, we got the Jaguars coming off a loss, Texans coming off a loss. You got to say the Texans are in better shape because don't forget about Gardner Minshew, who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Jaguars, going against, Deshaun Watson. That's not much of a matchup, in my opinion. Obviously, you got the heat that Houston could bring to the table in the front seven, J.J. Watt and friends. Obviously, no Davian Clown anymore, but I got Houston, the Texans went at 28-13 in this one. Another actually good performance from Gardner Minshew, though.
Yeah, my main question with this Jags is, what happened to this defense? A couple years ago, was it last year? Yeah, Jags went to Foxborough, and they just got blown out. It was actually the year before, 2 years ago, yeah. It's just ever since then, this defense has just been a shell of itself. Last week, Miles Jack just got his big contract extension, and he was falling all over the place because he didn't want to get carried off the field because he was pissed off. He wanted to fight with a helmet on. I don't understand why players want to fight with the helmet on. Doesn't make no damn sense. The key matchup I am looking for in this game, DeAndre Hopkins versus Jalen Ramsey. That's going to be a hell of a matchup. That's going to be a battle to watch. Ramsey wants to get paid. Ramsey, let's see what you do this week against Hopkins. The big mismatch in this game is that Texans offensive line against this Jags D-line. This Jags D-line should be pissed the hell off. They should go off this game. Don't be surprised if you see in the stats category, Calais Campbell have two or three sacks in this game. I think he's going to be a monster in this game. But I have Houston win this game 31-17. All right, my blowout of the week, I'm going to just give it up to the Pats and the Dolphins. This game should be over with by halftime. Patriots with AB, Elderman and them boys, man, and Josh Gordon, they should actually put up about 42 points by halftime. For some reason, I think the Patriots going to win 49-10. Rudy has a 41-10. But I would not be surprised if the Patriots just win 31-0, 31-3. But Patriots, they're going to – there's nothing to talk about in this game. They're going to blow out the Dolphins.
That's what we call video game. You know, again, it's going to be just like kind of pinball with the way that they're scoring, you know, scoring points there. Likely against that Miami defense that just looked so porous and deplenished against Baltimore last week and allowing them to score 60 points. Moving on to the next game, we got Seattle on the road against Pittsburgh. Only thing I can say about this game is Seattle does have to travel across the country. We know how West Coast teams do when they do travel across for the 1 o'clock games against the East Coast teams. However, in this game, I think that Pittsburgh is going to continue from their hangover from last week's shellacking and butt-whooping, slobber-knocking, all of those words that they faced at the hands of the cheating ass Patriots. Super Bowl champion Patriots. I think they're still going to be reeling from that. And I look at Seattle winning this one on the road 17-15. I just don't think Pittsburgh's going to be able to muster up enough offense in this one. But I do challenge Big Ben to prove me wrong on this one and to go out and throw for three touchdowns to his favorite target, Juju Smith-Schuster. But 17-15, Seattle in this one.
Yeah, I've got the Steelers getting back on track in this game. I think they'll win 28-23. My big question for the Steelers, this is their first home game of the season. Can this defense bounce back? I mean, they should be pissed off. Mike Tomlin came out in the press conference talking about, you know, our defense is foaming at the mouth. They ready for the next opponent. You know, every day in practice, they're hungry. They ready to get after it. The key matchup I want to watch in this game is DK Metcalf. He had 4 catches, 89 yards in his debut last week. I know he's probably going to go against Hayden or Stevie Nelson. So that should be a pretty interesting matchup to watch. The mismatch of this game, Juju versus Trey Flowers. Juju has 6 catches for 78 yards, so now he's learning what it means to be a number one wide receiver. He needs to take those numbers up this week. But, yeah, I think the Steelers bounce back this week. All right, Buffalo Bills at the New York Giants. My Giants got their ass whooped. So, before I get in this game,
period,
you know what time it is, fans. It is time for the W-Gutta. W-G-U-T-A, which stands for Who Gave Up That Ass. And I'm talking about that ass was giving up with no Vaseline. Just raw. Ooh, gotta be the good. Ooh. And though it's nasty, but that's the type of award this is. And this award goes to that whole New York Giants secondary. Yes, it does. Antonio Hamilton, who the hell are you? What the hell are you doing on the football field? Preseason, you supposed to look good. You look like jack shit last week. Jabril Peppers, we brought you over in that Odell Beckham trade. Man, you ain't do a damn thing out there. Janoris Jenkins, he was the only one to look decent. But DeAndre Baker, we took you in that first round, boy. Woo! Welcome to the NFL. You got a rude awakening. So I'm not going to bash you too bad because that was your first game. And you even said it after the game, like, yeah, I look horrible. I did not play up to the par level I can play at. But that W-Gut Awards with the bouquet straight to the whole New York Giants secondary. New York Giants secondary, week one, you get the 2019 W-Gut Award. There you go. Anyway, in this game, Bills and Giants, man, big question. Can the Giants secondary bounce back? Can they please cover in this game? Can the D-line try to get some pressure? Can the defense play some damn defense?
We're going to win the game.
And my mismatch in this game is Evan Engram gets that Bills linebacker core. But with that being said,
amen.
I want to go with the Bills. For some reason, I think the Giants going to bounce back and they're going to win 2017.
King of New York is Frank Wright, and he is from Frank White, and he is from Buffalo. He's from the 716, Nick. So, yeah, in this one, I mean, Eli's starting, right? Daniel Jones not starting, right? I know the answer to that. It's a rhetorical damn question. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, if Daniel Jones isn't starting, Eli's starting, 28-20 Bills. Get some Bocce's Pizza after the game. My real Bills fans will know what I'm talking about. Let's move right along. Arizona at Baltimore. Now, this is a tough game to call here. Not really, neat. We got a rookie QB going against one of the traditionally better defenses in the National Football League. Last year they held Miami to 10. So hey, you know, good luck Kyler Murray going against this Baltimore defense. I got Baltimore winning this one. Kyler Murray, I mean, I see him looking more like the first three quarter Kyler Murray than the last quarter and overtime Kyler Murray against the Detroit Lions in this game, you know. And then don't forget one thing, T-Sizzle, man. You think he's going to be amped and excited to play against Baltimore? For sure, man. For sure.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man. It's going to be an interesting game. We saw what happened last week with Kyle Murray came back. Detroit, I mean, they had that game won. I mean, I don't know what happened with that secondary. I guess they were celebrating on Saturday. Hey, we won our first game 2019 season and let them come back and tie. Key matchup I want to watch, Larry Fitzgerald. Old man had 8 catches, 113 yards last week. Going to be going up against Brandon Carr if Marlon Humphrey can't play. Because right now he hasn't practiced this week. And the mismatch, that Carr's offensive line going against his Ravens D-line. They coming after Kyle Murray this whole damn game. I'm taking the Ravens 31-20. All right, 49ers at Cincinnati Bengals. The big question is, can the 49ers secondary continue with their pick fest? Last week they had 3 of them things, 2 return for a touchdown. Mismatch in this game. Bengals, I know, I'm telling you, Zach Taylor, look for this mismatch. Get John Ross on Richard Sherman, because we know Richard Sherman cannot handle speed. And I also want to see Tyler Boyd. He's going to begin going up against Jason Verrett. Remember Jason Verrett from San Diego a few years ago, man? He's been having them injury issues. He's finally healthy. He's playing in his first game back. He's 100% now, so I do want to watch that. But I'm going to take the Bengals in this game 24-20.
So you're just basically going to steal my prediction, huh? Now, I got the Bengals as well in this one. Jimmy G hasn't shown me nothing. Jimmy G, now you're on the West Coast. You know what? Show me you a G. Go out there, because real Gs do real things. I don't know if that was a song, but it should have been. Something like that. But Cincinnati, 24-17, over the 49ers at home. Moving on, Chargers at the Lions. Lions, heartbreaking tie last week, so they're 0-0 on one. They're going against the Chargers, did pull it off last week. I mean, there's no way that I'm taking the Lions over the Chargers. Matthew Stafford is always game. Matthew Stafford's going to give you a game. I love Matthew Stafford's game. A lot of people talking about if you don't win, you don't win playoff games, you don't win Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford's one of them guys that grinds. He's a Detroit. To me, he represents what Detroit stands for. I don't have the Lions winning this game. I'm just saying, they're going to give the Chargers a game 30-28, Chargers on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. I think the Lions are going to come to play in this game. It's going to probably be close the first three quarters. Chargers probably going to pull out the end, but I would not be surprised if the Lions do win this game. I'm telling you, the matchup I can't wait to watch is Keenan Allen versus Darius Slay. That's going to be a hell of a battle right there. One of the best receivers going against one of the best premier corners in the game, and I definitely can't wait to see the rookie T.J. Hockenson, who did his thing last week, and his rookie debut had over 100 receiving yards, is going to be a mismatch against the Chargers linebackers. Let's move on. Vikings at the Packers. Man, which was surprising last week is Kirk Cousins barely threw for 100 yards. That's not going to get it done this week. He's going to have to throw that ball against the Green Bay defense, who looked phenomenal in their opening game against the Bears for the Pack. Can their run D slow down Cook? He ran for over 100 yards. Physical last week, did his thing. Key matchup in this game. I can't wait to watch Davante Adams going against Xavier Rhodes. And this mismatch in this game, Packers, Aaron Rodgers is probably already looking at film, calling out right now. Jimmy Graham against Anthony Barr. Jimmy Graham should tear up Anthony Barr in this game. But with that being said, I'm going with the Vikings in Lambeau Field 20-14.
Now, I told you last week, you didn't listen to me about them Vikings. I said when they played, who they played last week, I said it's about who, when they played the Falcons, I said it's about who can, you know what I'm saying, just run the ball better. Who can control the line of scrimmage with the run game? And, you know, Minnesota did that. That's why they came away with the victory. That's why Cousins didn't have to have them attempts like that. But this week, listen to me again, Nick, because I'm taking Green Bay in this one, 23-21 over the Vikings. One thing that Aaron Rodgers is not is a game manager. Like you said, he will take advantage of his mismatches. Look for, Adams to kind of bounce back, have a big game this week, and for Jimmy Graham to take that next step up and show that he's one of the better tight ends in the league. Moving right along, KC in Oakland. Nick, I think before the show, you might have had a little bit of drugs. I don't know what it was. PCP, Angel Dust, I'm not sure. But I think you said Oakland riding that wave, doing California stuff. You know, I know it's legal out there. Maybe it was just that. But you said that Oakland could compete with KC and even beat them in this game. I got KC winning this one. We know who they have. They have Mr. Mahomes, or young Mr. Mahomes. I got KC winning this one 31-20. KC's defense much improved, too. Josh Jacobs ain't going to get that stuff off.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, man, dude, you just named that and said that I'm doing PCP and Angel Dust. That sounds like I need to check myself into rehab, my friend. But anyway, the reason why I think the Raiders can win this game is John Gruden went out and got some speed on defense, some young, hungry guys that know how to win and are fast. The key matchup in this game is Sammy Watkins versus Conley. Conley's one of the best upcoming young corners in this game. He's going to be able to hang with Watkins. He's fully healthy. He's a go. They announced he's a go, so that's going to be a good matchup. And on top of that, this Raiders defense is physical. You saw what the Jaguars did to KC's offensive line and Mahomes. He got beat up last week. Raiders going to be getting after Mahomes in this game. They're going to control the clock with Josh Jacobs. I think the Raiders win 35-31. It wouldn't be surprising if the Chiefs win. All right, Bears at the Broncos. We have Vic Fangio returns. Actually, at home, opening home game for the Broncos, going up against his old team. I think in this game, question is, can Flacco throw in this Bears defense? Remains to be seen. I do want to see that Manuel Sanders versus Kendall Fuller matchup. That should be a good one. But I think the Bears D-line is just too much for that Broncos offense line. Bears win this game 21-13.
Okay, 21-13 Bears. That's what you got. I got the Bears 20-16. Seems like we're in alignment and agreement on this one. Neither of us are a believer in Flacco because that's what he can be. And this man, this is the game right here. Like I said, you mentioned it earlier in the show, Rams against Saints. This is the game right here. This is obviously the rematch of the NFC Championship last year. The PI rule change. This is where this came about. 34-31. I got the Rams beating the Saints in this one. I just think that I think you're going to see a lot more from Gurley in this game. I think that the stats for Goff are going to be a little bit better than the stats for Breeze. I think that Goff is going to appreciate Cooper Kupp having him back again. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you look at this game, man. Bottom line is this. Can Goff get back on track? He will, because he's going up against one of the worst secondaries in the NFL. Saints do have a shitty secondary. You saw what P.J. Williams and Eli Apple, they both contributed in that. Who gave up that ass debut last week, and it was pretty ugly. So watch for Brandon Cooks going to get in the mismatch against Eli Apple. Going to tear his ass up. And the key matchup is that Rams D line against that Saints D line. Against that Saints offensive line. Can they get pressure on Drew Brees? So that remains to be seen. But with that being said, I'm going to take the Rams at home 38-27. All right, Sunday night game, Philadelphia at Atlanta. This is going to be a shootout right here. This is a shootout right here. The question is, whose secondary can actually cover in this game? Because that Philadelphia Eagles secondary is pretty bad. I mean, we're talking about Casey Keenan was lighting up that Eagles secondary in the first half. Falcons, they got to get their offense back on track. You already know Jim Schwartz and that Eagles defense, they're going to be blitzing like it ain't nothing. With that being said, I'm taking the Eagles 38-30.
Hey, real quick, I'm just going to mention that Philadelphia is going to win that game on Sunday night against the Falcons, because the Falcons, I think they can lean on, their running back, who has not – always been healthy in Freeman. I think that he'll make a big impact for him, but, man, I don't know what's wrong with the Falcons. They just don't seem like they can get together. Just can't get right. The Eagles, they got that one well under hand. Monday Night Football, man, it's so interesting. Earlier in the week, we found out that Sam Darnold had mono. We were looking forward to that matchup between him and Baker. I didn't mention this earlier, but Baker threw 3 picks in the fourth quarter last week. That's horrible. Garbage. You can't ever do that. Darnold is a rookie from the same class. Wanted to see what they would do against each other. Man, not only that, but C.J. Mosley is doubtful for this game on Monday night. Quinnen Williams is questionable. Le'Veon Bell had an MRI, but he's going to play. But all I got to say to them Browns, man, on this Monday night game is, if not now, when? You got to go out there. You got to dominate Trevor Siemian. I don't care if you are blitzing or just bringing four. You got to get after Simeon. Just like
yeah, and on that note, saying, Rudy know look, that the Browns going to win. Browns going to win. Stop, Rudy. It's over. It's over.
At least
it's
for
all right, we'll see you guys next week.
Baker, you got to throw for 60, 75% completion percentage.